Welcome to another edition of the TNIB Podcast E3 2017 special. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And on this edition, you are going to be listening to us chatter on about the big S.
Oh, do we have to have the talk now?
Yes, we do.
All right, so when a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman,
yes,
really love each other, there's the big S.
The big ass.
Actually, you know what? Forget this. Go ask your mother.
In other news, Sony had their press conference today.
Oh, that big ass. Sorry. My bad.
Yes. They had their press conference today, and they showed some stuff.
They showed some stuff.
So let's talk about the stuff they showed off.
They started the show with a showstopper.
Before you continue. I know in this room, in this confined space, in this safe space, it is a showstopper. But I was going through Twitter, and it was a lot of, what the fuck is this crap?
Dude, they started the show with the showstopper.
Okay.
And that's Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, man.
Dude, the Monster Hunter game I've always dreamed of is finally here. And it's coming early 2018. Which soon enough to where I don't know if I'll get the full experience out of Double Cross.
I don't even know if Double Cross is coming out this year for us.
Will it come out at all? Like, do you think if they release the PlayStation Monster Hunter that they're even going to bother with Double Cross in the West?
I think they have to because the Switch needs to do it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Are you willing to play two Monster Hunters at the same time?
I think I don't know, because, like, here's the thing. Monster Hunter Worlds is not Monster Hunter 5.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
But also, it could be that new leap in Monster Hunter they were talking about, so maybe this is 5.
It could be, or it could be that Monster Hunter Online game from China.
From China, the Monster Hunter Frontier.
The one that's like...
Here's all the crazy shit.
Yeah.
We got Rocket Tonfas.
But it's, like, not the purity of Monster Hunter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the official team recognizes it, but they're like,
this is cool.
But it's not Monster Hunter.
All right.
Because that's what that trailer looked like to me.
See, that's what I was thinking when I watched it.
Yeah.
But now, like, sitting on it, like, because they've always talked about that they're going to, like, take Monster Hunter and, like, drastically change it, right? Could this actually be it? And they just had a Capcom logo. They didn't have like whatever the Chinese company is, right?
That's true. The Sony did put out a couple information on it. Drop-in multiplayer.
All right.
Worldwide simultaneous launch, PC later.
Okay.
Open world day and night transitions.
PC later makes me think it's the Chinese team.
That it
is the MMO.
Okay.
Right. Because that game was big on the 360, but it's even bigger on the PC. The problem with that is I tried to play it a couple times, but it's like it tracks your IP and it locks you out if you try and log in from a North American source. So you need like a VPN. It's really it's dumb. But that does sound like it's more of an MMO style.
Like it's the sidestep to Monster Hunter Prime, we'll say.
Yeah. Like here, while you're waiting for Monster Hunter Prime, play this MMO.
Okay.
Right. Well, I don't know if it has a subscription fee, though. That's the thing.
That's true. More details, hopefully. But as we are right now, I think I'll still prioritize the Switch one more.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know, I guess. I like the idea of the portability factor. And then we always play together, right?
Yeah.
And that's just a lot easier.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, how are we going to land Monster Hunter
in
Monster Hunter World? Like, are we all just going to get monitors and then come over to someone's house?
But, I mean, who knows? If World is really good, I might jump ship, but...
They showed off a bunch of cool gameplay stuff. Like, you get stealth mechanics. Like, you can hide in bushes and then lose aggro. You get cloaks. Because all the gathering points are kind of, like, blended in with the world, it seems like you have... like a bunch of fireflies that kind of light up different pathways. I think the thing that was most impressive is the length and the detail at which a monster will follow you.
Yeah.
They fought the big dragon or the big lizard as the boss. Who had like an extending nose with multiple nostrils, which was kind of messed up. But he was doing things like normal Monster Hunter things, like climbing up walls and doing that stuff. But also, like, when you were going into tight spaces, he was also crushing through tight spaces.
Yeah.
If you try and mount the monster, it'll knock you off, but you can, like, grapple hook back to it.
Yeah, you have, like, you do have a grapple
hook. Yeah, you have a grapple hook that's, you're just swinging around different environments and stuff. It seems like if you break certain areas, there was one where the monster hit a dam, it looked like, and a bunch of water came rushing down and it pushed you and your that monster off the cliff, right?
Yeah.
It seems like these worlds are very dynamic.
Yeah, which looks awesome. There's a lot of interactivity with the environments.
Yeah.
The way that he set up the trap with the net, that was fucking awesome.
That was really cool.
And when he ran into the Rathian, it wasn't like in most Monster Hunter games when the two monsters fight, they're just doing their basic attacks.
And they just happen to be close to each other.
Yeah, but this one looks like they're actually engaged.
And it was more of like a hunter, like a hunter-gatherer type of thing, right? Where the dude was hunting you because he saw you as the weaker, but then the Rathian showed up, and then that guy was like, shit.
Yeah.
And then got started getting carried away by the Rathian, right? So it looked like a more natural world.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm hopeful. I hope it's good. But I do question what this game is supposed to be, because I just don't feel like the next true Monster Hunter would be arriving so close to, you know, Double Cross is just about to come out here, right?
Okay.
So.
All right. So I got to make a correction.
Mm.
They did not start the show with a showstopper.
Oh, you're right.
They didn't. I forgot that they had two other games before this. But I guess that shows how much I kind of care about these other two games.
What were the two games?
Uncharted.
Oh, they did start out
with They started off with Uncharted, the I think it's a standalone expansion.
Yes, but if you have the season pass, you get it for free.
Okay. So a standalone expansion. And then they also had the zombie game, Days Gone.
Days Gone.
By Bend. Yes. We're on the motorcycle.
Sony Bend, yeah.
Yeah. I guess like those looked cool. Like Uncharted is a known quantity at this point.
Yeah.
And as someone who just came off of Uncharted 4, I'm actually still pretty pumped to play more. Days Gone, on the other hand, the zombie horde mechanics are really cool.
Sure.
But otherwise, this kind of looks like Last of Us, but as a biker.
So here's the thing. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while, but it especially came to light during this conference. All Sony's exclusive titles, they all look the same to me.
They do.
Like Uncharted, Last of Us, this game, even Spider-Man to a certain extent, like just the way that they've set up like all these like really cool action sequences, the push of one button, like all those games seem to be in the, even God of War to a certain extent, like, and it's that new Detroit.
Yep.
That's the only one that maybe looks different, but otherwise, like, the Sony stuff all looks the same to me now.
I feel like we're getting back into, like, I think it was around late PS2, early PS3, where games started taking away control from you, and it became more of watch this cool stuff rather than do this cool stuff. And it was actually right around the time Asura's Wrath came out that they stopped doing QuickTime events to cover up that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems like we're headed back in that direction. I don't know if it's because like the tech is still relatively fresh for people or if because they're trying to do these like grandiose scale things, they can't really turn that into gameplay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, games either go either the way of, like, Bethesda, where there is none of that, and it's just super janky, but you make your own story, or you go the Uncharted direction, where it's, like, everything is amazing, shit happens at the push of a button, and you get less gameplay, but you get a way better spectacle.
Yeah. So, I wonder how I'd feel about that in the coming future.
Yeah.
Just eventually when I play these games, will it wear on me that I'm just pressing triangle to do a thing, which is kind of ironic because I really liked a game like Asura's Wrath that was pretty much all QuickTime events. Those games were out, they seemed okay. They seemed fine. They were like known quantities.
Anyway, so those going out, Monster came out, and then they followed Monster Hunter up with another Japan studio. Big heavy hitter, and that was Shadow of the Colossus
remake,
which I suppose of all that studio's big games, Colossus was the one to go back and do.
Mm-hmm.
I say that.
They had that HD, the HD collection, the Ico collection on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think a lot of people played that.
Yeah, I think, Shadow of the Colossus is the one that a lot of people like to refer back to as that studio's big, big success.
Mm-hmm.
That game is the sole reason why people are so hyped for
The Last Guardian.
That's right. And when The Last Guardian seemingly didn't live up to it, I think it was Shadow of the Colossus was still kind of revered as the one.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing this remake, I guess it's a little surprising they did it.
Yep.
But I guess it makes sense. You want to introduce this game to a whole new generation. I think this is a great opportunity for them to, I don't want to say fix the controls. Or
you could say fix the controls. That's fine.
But
I'd understand where you're coming from there.
You know how there's the argument that that control scheme is kind of what makes that game that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far they would go in that direction. But
maybe I would like them to clean up some UI stuff. Yeah. Like the big circle stamina bar that overlaps everything else as you get lizards and defeat things.
Like, oh, looks
super ugly.
I remember,
And other things like horse controls.
Oh, yeah.
There is one boss where you kind of have to be on the horse. No, there's two.
There's a couple of them.
There's a couple, actually. Never mind. I was just thinking of the bull on the beach, but there's also the sandworm.
Yeah, that's what I came to mind, the sandworm.
Yeah. And fighting while riding was probably the weakest part of that game.
Yeah.
It was always the interesting part of, here's a Colossus. You are basically a living puzzle.
Yeah.
How do I climb you? How do I get to your weak point?
Uh-huh.
And when you put something in between that, it wasn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can definitely fix up some things. That game is how old now?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm actually really interested to see this. Like, I want to play this game. I want to definitely check it out.
Yeah. So I haven't played the Last Guardian,
mm-hmm.
but out of the Ico trilogy or whatever, I think Shadow of the Colossus, out of the ones I played, is the only good game.
Yeah,
I really didn't like Ico,
mm-hmm.
and I beat that game.
Yeah.
I really didn't like it. So that's the game to remake,
mm-hmm.
and if it gets more people to play it, I'm super happy.
Totally.
After that was Marvel, baby.
Oh, it was Marvel.
Yeah, this is Marvel.
Marvel.
They showed Marvel. And they showed that there is going to be a story demo, quote-unquote released now, but it wasn't showing up in the store after the conference, so you were saying it's probably when the PlayStation Store updates tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There were a lot of characters in that story mode that didn't show up in the playable characters leak that happened recently.
Ah, okay.
So it's a little disappointing.
Could be DLC.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
And it's if Capcom didn't learn from Street Fighter V, I don't know what to say.
I feel like at this point, maybe for Capcom, that's the only way fighting games can be supported and sustained.
Maybe. But on the other hand, you have their direct competitor is Arc System Works.
Yeah.
And I would argue they're the second biggest fighting game company right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... That DBZ game looks hot, right? Guilty Gear is still on that. They're on that, expansion train.
Yeah.
But they're quality games. They sell decently. I just want to know what Capcom is doing with their budget to where they think they need that. They need such a big return. Or is it just strictly,
I think it's just, economies of scale or something. Yeah. At the end of the day, Arc System Works, they only make fighting games. And they are a small company.
That is true.
Whereas Capcom is Capcom is one of the big,
they're one of the big Japanese developers.
And so it's kind of like when Square says, Tomb Raider, you suck.
Or Hitman, you didn't sell enough.
Yeah, you didn't sell, your 2 million copies wasn't enough. It could be something like that.
Mm-hmm. But this is a Japanese franchise. They're not going to put those really stringent regulations on them. Or would they? After Marvel... They didn't show any gameplay on that either. It was just
cinematic. No, they said I think they want to focus on a story mode.
Yeah. After that, Call of Duty.
Right.
That was another Call of Duty game I did not care about.
Call of Duty, still at war.
Still. World War II went back.
Yes.
Way back throwback. And then we had our VR section.
We did.
The VR section, was there anything that really stood out to you in this or no?
No.
I was kind of interested in what the Until Dawn team was doing with that, like, was it the Inpatient?
Yeah.
Their, like, kind of Psycho Ward game. That seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the ones that are least, like, traditional games are the most interesting for VR.
Yeah.
That said, I've said this many times before, you know, I don't think VR is now.
Mm.
It's tomorrow, and tomorrow's not really tomorrow. It's like
a couple years from now. I don't know, man. Did you see Final Fantasy Fishing?
Yeah, I did see it.
VR Fishing?
VR is not ready.
I'm down.
No, you're not
down. I'm purchasing VR headset for fishing. No, I'm not. So yeah, they had their VR section. Again, that is, whenever they have those sections, it's really hard for me to get excited about that stuff.
Yeah.
When I have not played, or I don't own a headset.
Have you ever tried VR yet?
I have tried VR once when I went to that,
Yeah. Which one did you use?
I used the Vive.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, the Vive with the two controllers.
That's the best one.
It was really cool. The game I played on it wasn't so hot because it was a student game.
Oh.
It was like you're on a roller coaster and then you had to shoot targets.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you look down, it's like, oh, I'm high up, but I'm not really high up, right? Or when you go down a hill, you kind of get the stomach drop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn, it's actually tricking my brain. That's crazy. But yeah, I think until I get a headset, every single time they show those, it's going to be...
Yeah. I think when VR becomes as affordable as another controller, that's when we're there.
True. After VR, they showed God of War.
They did.
They showed I'm Gonna Be Disappointed in My Son, the Game.
Yup.
That was another QuickTime heavy event thing. But that's also God of War. Yeah. So it's not anything too out of the ordinary. But they did show some gameplay, some HUDless gameplay. It looked pretty nice.
Sure did.
Yeah, everything animates super well. Everything's very violent still.
Did they put a release date on that?
I believe it was early next year.
Early 2018?
Yeah, okay. Early 2018. Yeah.
All
right. That is, for a God of War game, that is a title, that is like a date where I could believe it could come out at that date, but I still think it's going to get pushed.
I think that's a solid date.
You think it's a solid date? Okay.
Yeah. The March window? Yeah.
After that, we had The Future of Graffiti.
Yes.
In Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Something Human, Staying Alive.
That's an interesting game.
It's made by the Heavy Rain people.
Yeah.
And I think a good robot uprising game with multiple story branches could be cool.
Could be.
Yeah. And they showed in the trailer, like, all the different choices you have to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just with those games, it's like how much do your choices actually matter? It's always that kind of a question with those games.
Yeah.
But if someone is going to do something cool with that style of game, it's probably the Heavy Rain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of it? What do you think of Digital Graffiti?
Lame. But the game looks cool. I mean, I haven't played the most recent one, Beyond Two Souls.
Yep.
But this one looks... Yeah, it's a robot uprising, and I think that's... It's a cool premise. I think there's something in this trailer that just threw me off. It's like, so they have all this wicked technology to put into these robots.
Yeah.
How come they're using it for mannequins?
Well, I think they're using it for, like, everyday shit. Like, you have your robot butler.
Okay.
Right? Or that's what it seems like to me, at least. If I'm taking into consideration the other trailer as well.
Yeah, okay.
Like, using these robots to be a part of a police force or doing dangerous things that... Maybe don't let humans do, because then we can thrive more as a people.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, but no, it could be interesting. It's more dependent upon the narrative they're telling.
Yep.
And so you can't really say anything about the trailer they've shown.
After this, I believe, was Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destiny 2. Mm. They showed more. It was a different trailer than we saw before.
It was still very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are those guys called? The big dudes from Mars.
The Cabal.
Yeah, here's the Cabal, and they're coming after you. The Traveler is opened up and then closes its mouth again.
Yeah.
It's, man, I don't know. After seeing Anthem last night, Destiny's looking less and less appealing to me.
Yeah, and so they also revealed that this game has exclusive PlayStation content. And when they were like, exclusive for Strike, exclusive
PvP map, I was like, equipment.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, it really does have the same formula.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's kind of a bummer. So, I mean, I'm still optimistic. I'm hoping that this is actually the version of the game that they meant to make 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful, but...
But then at that point, that game is a two-year-old game they're releasing now.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's a good game, it's a good game.
So. That's true. Like, I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah.
If it's good, right?
Yeah.
It's just, man, seeing Anthem in their Iron Man suits
yeah.
just looks so cool.
Yeah, if this were Destiny and Anthem are coming out on the same day, no question, I'll hedge my bets and go for Anthem.
Yeah.
But Destiny's September 6th, Anthem's is early 2018.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then that was it until, what was it, Sean Layden came back out.
Yeah.
He's like, hey guys, I'm going to leave you with one last thing from a well-respected developer. And I was like, sick, Last of Us 2. Then it wasn't.
It was from Insomniac.
It was from Insomniac. I'm like, Sly Cooper, guys, real.
Yeah.
It was Spider-Man. It was a new Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
I want to skip straight to it. Contextual web swinging.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Yeah.
When you said it, I couldn't stop thinking it.
What?
Which is that combat is just the Batman combat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, it is just the Batman combat. But then I thought about it again, and I'm like, I like the Batman combat.
No, it is good.
Yeah, it's fun. Training together combos and that kind of stuff. And that's what I was looking forward to in Shadow of War.
Mm.
Like, just building up those combos, getting those execution attacks. That's true,
yeah.
Where in Spider-Man, it's different. There's a lot of environmental things you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
I like using the your webs in such a variety of ways, like
yeah.
shooting people to walls when you want to capture someone to make sure they don't get up, that you web them down. Shooting web in people's faces who have guns mm-hmm. so they're like stunned for a bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else think anything about this? Are you excited about a Spider-Man game? I know you're a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, I mean, so. I'm always looking forward to the next latest and greatest Spider-Man game. Yeah. And I feel like I've been looking since Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is really good.
And I feel like there's been no Spider-Man game that's lived up to that. So mm-hmm. this is looking promising. Yeah, it looks like Batman, and that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I want a Batman game for other superheroes. Yeah. And this is great. I think they said it's open world, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, there's not really much more to say on it. Again, it looks like a lot of Sony's other games, though. It's like...
Yeah, this is where it really sets in.
Yeah.
That a lot of these do look the same.
Like, even just the way they're structured. Like, when he was on the top and he was doing the stealth stuff and taking people out, that just reminded me of Uncharted when you're hopping up on top of stuff.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the stealth stuff. And I'm like, even in The Last of Us, right, that you do that. And it's just like, man, it's like all these people, like there's a master Sony playbook and they all have access to it.
If you want your game to be successful in 2017,
yeah,
make your game like this.
And they're just going through the pages and like, okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, that makes sense. Cover-based shooter.
Yeah, so... it looks great. I just wish that, you know, much like a lot of Sony's games, they had a bit more of their own identity to them. That's all.
That's fair. So that was the end of the conference.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what was missing.
Mm.
So the thing I mentioned in our Ubisoft thing was I wanted a reason to buy a Pro. They did not give that to me.
No.
They did not mention the Pro at all.
Except that it was part of their family of games.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hey, we got a thing here. Yeah. Right, there's the older brother.
In fact, they opened up with a gold PlayStation Slim.
Which, damn, gold PlayStation.
Yeah.
Hit me right in my weakness.
Yeah.
Right. There's no Death Stranding. There was no Last of Us 2.
No.
There's no Final Fantasy 7.
Nope.
No Kingdom Hearts.
No.
I feel like there was a lot of stuff that would have been cool to see and just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm kind of left to thinking that either it's just strictly not even close to ready, or they're saving this stuff for Gamescom.
I don't know. I think the actual vibe we've gotten through all these conferences or through all of E3 this year so far is that a lot of the big companies now are just starting to take a step back and mean like, we're only going to show you stuff that's released in the next fiscal year. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the latest, apart from that one game with the toy mods on it that said late fall for 2018, everything either said this year or early 2018.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's one fiscal year. And sure, that means that overall we don't get like a huge, amazing and hyped up announcements. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I remember those years. I remember when they first announced Final Fantasy 13. And then it wasn't until 5 years later that we got that game.
Oh, the Versus 13, yeah.
Or even or just even 13. Original 13. Yeah, and they remember they announced it as the Fabula Nobis
Crystallis.
And it was three games.
Yeah.
And then
technically, it was still three games.
Yeah. but they kept showing trailers for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Same with Metal Gear. We saw Metal Gear trailers for like 3-4 years.
So do you think your prediction is coming true that video games are kind of taking a play from movies?
I think so. I hope so. I mean, that's the vibe I've gotten. Like, everything we've seen, I feel like, awesome. I know that within the next year, there's a good amount of games that I can look forward to.
Yeah.
As opposed to, they didn't show Gran Turismo.
They did not.
Like, what does that say about Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time there was a release date, I did catch myself saying, oh, that's soon.
Yeah.
Right? There was never anything that's like, that's not coming out.
Yeah.
Right? Or that's really far off. I don't need to worry about it. It was always like, oh, that's soon.
It's either this holiday or right after Christmas when you got all your Christmas money to spend on.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, I guess overall in the rankings of conferences,
mm-hmm. I think Sony edges it for me just because they have the most amount of games I'm interested in playing.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, what is the game so far that I'm most hyped about, it's still Anthem.
Really? It's still Anthem?
It's still
Anthem. It's not Monster Hunter didn't do for you?
Monster Hunter is always going to be Monster Hunter, and I'm always going to like it, but Anthem is just new.
That's fair.
And she fucking locked on like Iron Man.
She did lock on like Iron Man. You are correct. For me, I do think Sony did have the best conference. Not in terms of games I wanted to play, but in terms of if I had no console and I wanted to watch these to decide which one I wanted,
yeah,
I'm probably getting a PlayStation.
Yeah.
They had a lot more reasons to buy a PlayStation, a lot more exclusives.
Yeah.
And a lot more exclusive content for multi-platform games.
Yeah.
To where you think about it and you're like, man, that Scorpio looks hot.
Sure does.
But if all the stuff is over on this other platform,
yeah,
maybe I'll spend that money on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Right. I think they had the best conference coming from a maybe attracting new consumers standpoint.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't see. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Whereas the Xbox, like, yeah, in the ranking for me goes, I think it still goes PlayStation and then what I had before was like Xbox and all that. And Anthem really is the standout game right now.
Yeah.
But Monster Hunter is so close for me.
It is.
I've always wanted to play those Frontier games. And if I can get like kind of the weird redheaded stepchild of Monster Hunter, like here's all the wacky weapons and where we're experimenting with stuff.
Yeah.
I'm super down.
Yeah, no, definitely. Should also point out that they have a Horizon Zero Dawn expansion coming out.
They do. I did not write that down because I haven't actually played Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, and the other thing too is Undertale is coming to the PlayStation.
I think that was announced just before the conference.
It was. Yes, yeah. It sure was.
They had an exclusive like collector's edition that will come only on Fangamer.
So you're going to buy that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll probably be worth something.
It is. That was like 2015's biggest game.
Yeah, and I still haven't beat it because I still don't think it's that fun.
I gotta sit down and play it.
How far have you gotten in Undertale?
I've downloaded it.
Oh, you haven't like played it at all?
No.
Okay. I want to talk to you because about 99% of people I talk to just love that game unconditionally.
Yeah.
And I only know one other person who agrees with me where I think the combat is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I'd really like to see what you think about that.
All right.
So yeah, Sony had a good conference.
They had a good conference, not a great one. In fact, I would say, like, again, I don't think it's, even though it's my favorite so far that we've seen, I don't think it's that far ahead of second place.
I think so far E3's been kind of mellow.
It has been.
Yeah.
It has been, yeah, for sure. But again, I think that comes down to a switch in
in what they're showing?
Yeah, like, we're not showing you the next fucking 5 years.
Okay.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess you also can't really... Last year's E3s were nuts.
Were they?
Yeah. It was either the E3s or the year-end events.
Okay.
Where it was like, here's the PlayStation Experience, here's Gamescom, here's that kind of stuff. Oh! Here's Tokyo Game Show, where they just started, like, announcement after announcement after announcement, and everything seemed super hot, new, and fresh.
That's right. No, the PlayStation Experience was the crazy one last year.
Was it? Yeah.
Because I remember it was the end of the year, and it was just a PlayStation show.
Yeah.
Right. That was the crazy one.
See, I wonder if... I know E3 is now open to the public, and they're trying to get people back in, but I wonder if developers and console manufacturers are really thinking about just holding stuff for their own shows.
Probably. I think it makes more sense. I mean, because the E3, they have to pay to get there.
They have to pay to get there.
And I mean, if they do their own, they can do it when they want. They don't have to do any restrictions or timelines.
Live press.
Yeah, they can shape the message to their will as much as they'd like.
They can get as many influencers as they need.
Exactly.
There you go. So, yeah. So, next, I think we have the last one tomorrow.
Nintendo. And I think it's just a short Direct.
Yeah, they have their little Direct and they have Treehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything you want coming out of Switch, do you, like, other than the answer of, I just want something to play on my Switch.
So, I know that the focus for this Direct is supposed to be Mario Odyssey?
Yes.
So it's called, yeah, Mario Odyssey, which is, you know, it's the next big Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to confirm whatever Double Cross's Western counterpart's going to be.
Okay.
That's all I want to see. If we get a Metroid or an F-Zero, that's just icing on
you
the cake.
You won't get...
But what I want is just tell me that Monster Hunter is coming this year.
What if they say Monster Hunter is coming this year in North America, but only on the 3DS?
Oh, that's cruel.
And you don't get a Switch version.
That's cruel. That would be so cruel. I'm hoping Monster Hunter in August. That would be the perfect August game.
That would be. I would prefer Monster Hunter now.
I
so play it through the summer.
I just don't feel like they... Like, I know Monster Hunter traditionally launches, like, mid to late July.
Yeah.
I just don't think they... I mean, I feel like if that were the case, we would have that news out now.
You think it'd be leaked already?
Or, like, I feel like they would have made that press conference already, or, like, they would have had that announcement.
You don't think they're going to pull a Dreamcast with Monster Hunter? It's like, it's available now.
What? Has Nintendo done that ever?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Every time Nintendo announces something cool, they're like, you can play it later this year.
Yay!
Yeah.
So. You can download them off the eShop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I put that caveat on you of don't say, I just want something to play on my Switch.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it. It's like, I want that Monster Hunter because it's something to play on my Switch.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right? I'd like to see maybe some more detailed explanations on what their virtual console plans are for the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, like if they're finally going to do, if you bought stuff on the Wii U, you can get it again for, you can just re-download it on the Switch.
Keep fucking dreaming.
Well, that's why I didn't buy anything on the Wii U, Vince.
You know, I want to see Xenoblade Chronicles Deluxe.
But Deluxe is like, the X is huge.
Yeah.
All right.
Deluxe.
All right, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like DLX.
What other Bayonetta 2 on, I don't know.
Ooh, Bayonetta 2 Deluxe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of other like Wii U games that maybe didn't get their fair shake because they were on the Wii U.
I think that's it.
Wonderful 101?
No, that wasn't big enough.
The game's so good.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, apparently Xenoblade Chronicles is supposed to be 2 is supposed to be coming out this year.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe that's the big game that...
Yeah, hopefully if they show more of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, that'd be great. That also reminds me I still haven't played 1.
Which is great.
So, and now that I have that new 3DS, I have no excuse not to play it.
Yeah, that game's great.
I should play that game.
That game's great.
All right.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Yeah.
For Nintendo.
Yeah, for the last one.
Oh, I forgot.
What's up?
What'd you think about Devolver Digital?
Man, that was some insane shit.
Tomorrow's unethical business practices today.
Yeah, that mock-up of their big E3 presentation was pretty hilarious, but man, that was a Black Mirror episode where I was just like, whoa.
I went really dark.
Yeah. But my favorite line, though, when she said is like, you heard early access? Earliest access.
I really liked user comment content.
Oh, God.
Where when you comment something shitty, it automatically becomes content.
Yeah.
And then her brain exploded. Hmm. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, I recommend watching that Devolver Digital press conference. It's only 15 minutes.
Sure.
Go for it.
Yeah, and we'll see you in a bit for the last one, guys. Till then.
See you later.